Okay, good morning. Today's daf is daf Chavav of
Masechet Tzvachim. A bracha, baslacha to President Trump.
That's true. Amen. Amen. We all owe him a big debt of gratitude. That's for sure. Okay, so we are about 9 lines from the bottom of Chavhei Amud Beis. We're dealing with the various laws of Kabbalah, of catching the blood. So we know that if a Kohen or an animal are blemished, then the Kohen can't do the service and the animal is not acceptable as a korban. We always thought of blemished as a blemish, let's say missing a leg, to go into the temple or to bring the animal into the temple. But now we're going to learn a new law. The blemish that happens later is also a problem. So, Amar Rabbi Zeira, Amar Rabbi. Rabbi Zeira said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. We are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 9 lines from the bottom. Hatzorim ozen apar v'achar kach kibel damo. Let's say the bull that was brought into the Beit HaMikdash as a carbon was a whole bull. And it was slaughtered as a whole bull. But after it was slaughtered, somebody drilled in the ear or took off the ear. And then the blood was caught. Pasul, the carbon is also disqualified. Shenemar, because the verse says, v'lakach midam hapar. And he shall take from the blood of the par, the bull, par shayakfar. When you're catching the blood, it has to be the same way it was when you slaughtered it. So just like when you slaughter the animal, it has to be a whole animal. During the catching of the blood, it has to be a whole animal. If it was made a blemish after the slaughtering, it also disqualifies. Marcus, 1 second. Ashkechan kachay kachim. That works with that verse is talking about a form of achatas. Achatas is in the category of holiest of holies. Okay, you have a source for holiest of holies. Kachim kalaminalan. How do we know that this law would apply even to laws that aren't holiest of holies? Let's say to a shlamim or a toda. Amar Rava. So Rava said, Tanya learned in a brisa. The verse says about the carbon Pesach. Setamim. It should be a complete sheep. Zachar, a male, ben shana. It has to be within its first year. So that's telling you, shehei tamim. The whole verse was, setamim zachar ben shana yehiye lachem min akvasim min ha'izim tikachu. So since it said setamim, a whole sheep, zachar ben shana, a male, and it has to be a year old, shehei tamim, that's to tell you it has to be whole, without a blemish, u ben shana, it has to be within its first year, v'shah shchita, yeah, it has to be this way, so both during the slaughtering, and during the kabbalah, the catching of the blood, and during the holacha, and the walking of the blood, and during the zrika, and during the throwing of the blood. The zrika minalan, minayin, how do we know that it has to be during all these times, even during the throwing of the blood? Tamalam or yiyya, that's why it says yiyya. Kol av yosav lo yehu elotam uben shana. In all of its beings, in all of its acts that are needed for creating the atonement, it has to be a complete sheep, and it has to be within its year during all of these acts. Esve Abaya challenged this source. But we learned in a brisa, Rabbi Yeshua says, Kol hazvachim shebatorah, any animal that was slaughtered, any karban, shenishtayim en kezayis basar. If at the time of the throwing of the blood there is an olive worth of meat left, or kezayis chelev, or an olive worth of fat left, Zorika Sadam, you can throw the blood. So 1 second, if most of it's been destroyed and there's only an olive worth left, it's not tamim, it's not whole, it doesn't work. So Tirguma, so apparently, answer the Gemara, Tirguma ben Shana. According to Rabbi Yoshua, this verse that says, Set Tamim, Zachar Ben Shana, yeah, is saying that the Ben Shana law, the law of it being within a year, that it has to be a year old, not more than a year old, that's true about all of the acts of service. But the fact that the animal has to be tamim, it has to be whole, that's only true for the shechita and the kabbalah, for the throwing, the slaughtering and the kabbalah, from the verse, v'lakach, mitzavah par. So Gemara says, is there such a scenario? The b'shah shechita ben shana? You're going to tell me that at the time you slaughtered it, it was a year old. It was within the year. But b'shah sholacho zrika. But once you were walking it and throwing it, it's already more than a year old, Ben Steinman. How does that happen? The walking and the throwing happens right after the slaughtering. So Amar Rava said like this: Oso meres shaos poslos bekadshin. This tells you that in regards, let's say, to a carbon Pesach, where the Torah said it had to be an animal within its first year, we calculate the year by hours. We say, when was this animal born? It was born on the 14th of Nisan. At 2 o'clock, so then a year later, on the 14th of Nisan at 2 o'clock, it's got to be already offered by then. If it was slaughtered by the 14th of Nisan a year later, at 1:45, but the blood only ended up on the altar at 2:30, now by the time the blood's on the altar, it's past its year, and it's no longer good. And that's the law, according to Yeshua, only in regards to the law of it having to be within the year, is the verse of Yiyah saying that that has to be so for all of the acts of service. But in the act, but in the regards to the law that the animal has to be whole and it can't be blemished, that's true both during the acts, that's true during the slaughtering and the catching of the blood, but not during the other acts of service. By the walking of the blood or the throwing of the blood, the animal already could have been blemished.
The animal has to be minimum 1 year old, right, Rabbi?
Well, these korbanos has to be within the year.
Within?
Within the year for the Pesach and the Shlamin. Wow. Okay. So I saw there's an organization called Ma'oros Daf Hayomi. They send out all sorts of nice things on Daf Yomi. So they pointed out that there's a classical question. How do we understand this halacha when the Torah says that an animal should be a year old, within a year, for a sacrifice? It can't be over a year old. Or it has to be two years or 3 years old, depending on the animal. Is that age is a sign that it's matured? And basically what you're obligated in is an animal of a certain level of maturity? Or no, that there's something significant about these ages, and it has to be this age, it can't be a different age. So for example, you know, the Gemara in Sanhedrin taught us that there was a book of Kabbalah called Sefer Yetzirah, and tzaddikim can create animals through Sefer Yetzirah. So let's say a tzaddik creates a three-year-old animal with Sefer Yetzirah. So he uses all sorts of Kabbalistic incantations, and right in front of you appears a three-year-old animal. So in age, it's only a day old. But in maturity, it's 3 years old. So would that have the status of a three-year-old animal, or would that have a status of a day-old animal? Do we say that the idea of a certain year is that the year is reflective of a certain level of maturity, so then it has that level of maturity? Or maybe no. It's not that it's reflective of a certain level of maturity. Hashem wanted these laws, whatever the reason. It has to be this year, so this is 1 day old. It's not 3 years old. So you see from this Gemara that the years are what's significant, because it's not that the animal's maturing anymore over the next 20 minutes, that it was slaughtered before the year was up, the blood is thrown after the year is up. It's not that the animal matured after it was slaughtered, but nevertheless you see that the clock of the years is still ticking, so you see that the years are significant in and of their own right, and not that they're just merely a symbol of a level of maturity within the animal. So that's something that's pointed out. Yeah, you could apply from there as well to there as well. Yes. Okay, now we're going to learn about the topic called yotze. Yotze is a disqualification if the blood or the meat of a karban go out of the place where they're supposed to be. So let's take a karban chatas. A karban chatas is supposed to be slaughtered in the northern part of the azarat, the north of the altar. and then its meat is supposed to be eaten in the Azara, in the courtyard, in the Beit HaMikdash. But let's say a chatas was slaughtered and the Kohen walked in the wrong direction. He took the blood out of the Beit HaMikdash. He took the meat out of the Beit HaMikdash. And such blood or such meat gets disqualified with the disqualification of Yotze. So the topic that we're going to talk about now is, can you have the disqualification of Yotze before the animal is slaughtered and the blood is caught? If a part of the animal is outside of the Beit HaMikdash. We're going to see, we'll have the same discussion later. Can you have the disqualification of Yotze if a part of the Kohen is outside of the Beit HaMikdash? Let's say he's got long hair. His hair is outside the Beit HaMikdash, but the rest of him is inside the Beit HaMikdash. Would that disqualify him from doing the service when he's in the Beit HaMikdash?
But Rabbi, when they do the sacrifice in Beit HaMikdash, okay, this is where they do the Shechita, they do everything. Now, he's supposed to eat the meat in the courtyard, right?
And the Chatas, that's okay, the case.
Okay, so what happens if you take the meat out?
It gets now disqualified.
But the whole thing was, the Shechita in Beit HaMikdash was done correctly.
But there's also the law of Yotze, that's so another law.
The whole thing becomes like a package situation, everything has to be done?
Depending on what, but at least there's a disqualification of Yotze on the meat. You can't eat the meat anymore. So let's see now. Amar Reb Ami, Amar Reb Elazar. Reb Ami said in the Reb Elazar. Hu bifnim, he bifnim. Let's say the animal is inside the temple. We're on the very last line of Chaf Hamid Beis. V'ragleha bachutz. But the foot of the animal is outside of the courtyard, outside of the Azara. Chatach. If he cut off that piece of the animal that's outside, v'yachakach shachat, and then he slaughters the animal, k'shera, that would be kosher. But, Gemara's going to ask that question. But, shachat, now starting today's daf, chav vav manalf, if he slaughters the animal, so at the time that he's slaughtering the animal, a foot is outside. So the foot being outside is yotze, is outside of where it should be. So the blood that's in the foot, the Gemara thinks is yotze, is blood that became disqualified as being outside. And now that he's catching the blood, all the blood's coming out into the basin, even some of the yotze blood. So therefore, shachat, if he slaughters the animal, but after he slaughtered the animal, he cuts off the piece that was outside, it's too late, it's already disqualified, because in the blood that he caught, you have mixed blood that was inside and blood that was disqualified as being yotze. Asks the Gemara, Fred's question. Chatach, the first law that Reb Elazar taught. Reb Elazar taught. If he cut off the piece of the animal that's outside, the achakach shachat, and then he slaughters the animal. Now it's kshera. What do you mean it's kshera? Balmum kamakriv. He's offering a balmum. He's offering an animal that's blemished. That's not a kosher sacrifice. Aleima. So you have to suggest what it means like this. Chatach. If he slaughtered, then after he slaughtered, he cut off that leg that's outside. The achakach kibel. Then he catches the blood. Kshera, it's kosher, because by cutting off the leg that's outside, he's denying the yotze blood from getting to where all the blood is coming out, and he's catching the kosher blood that's coming out. So the Gemara says, kibel the achakachatach. And then what Reb Elazar is saying is that if he slaughtered, caught the blood, and only afterwards cut off the piece that was outside, then it's psula, because the blood that he caught has mixed into it blood that had been outside, blood that had the disqualification of Yotze. Asks the Gemara, is that what he's saying? Chatach v'achakach kibel k'shera? You're going to say that if he slaughtered, then cut off the piece that's outside, then he catches the blood, it's kasher. But we began the learning today. Rabbi Zera teaches, Hatzorim ayin ozen b'b'chor. If a person has a sacrifice which is a b'chor, he slaughters it, and then he cuts off the ear, the achakach, and after he cuts off the ear, kibel dam, he catches the blood, pasul, it's disqualified. Shneim, because the verse says, it's actually not b'chor, it's Tzorim ayin, we said in the Chatas of Kohen Mashiach. So it should be Tzorim ayin Par. Okay. Tzorim ozen apar. So, and then he catches the blood, it's no good. Shenamar, because the verse says, V'lakach midama par, he has to catch the blood of the bull. Par shayakfar, it has to be when he's catching the blood, the bull is in the same state as it was when it was slaughtered. Just like when it was slaughtered, it was whole. During the catching of the blood, it has to be whole. So how could you say that if he slaughters this animal with the leg outside, then cuts off the leg, then catches the blood, it's okay. But at the catching of the blood, the animal can't be a Baal Mum. If he cut off the leg before he caught the blood, then at the time of the catching of the blood, the animal was a Baal Mum, was blemished. So Amrav Chizda, Amrav Avimi. Rav Chizda, answer the name of Avimi. No, when we're talking about a leg of an animal outside that you can cut off, it's not referring to a cutting off that makes it a Baal Mum. It's a chotech be'ever, it's cutting off just of the limb, ad shemagia la'etzem, until it got to the bone. In other words, he didn't cut the bone, he didn't cut in a way that would make it a Baal Mum. So now you can go back to the original understanding. Go back to the original understanding. I'm in the Beit HaMikdash with an animal. The animal's leg is outside, the edge of the leg is outside, the majority of the animal's inside. So now, if we cut off that little edge of the leg and then slaughter, we're okay. Because when we cut off the little edge of the leg, it's not a Baal Mum, because we're not cutting the bone. And then we slaughter. When we're slaughtering, everything that's there is within the temple. So then when we catch the blood, we're not going to have mixed blood that was outside plus blood that was inside. But if we slaughter and then catch the blood, we slaughter and then cut off, then it's no good. Because if we slaughter, then already we're going to have disqualified blood flowing inside here. And it's no good, and that's the case. Ah, you said it's a Baal Mum. It's not a Baal Mum, because the piece that was cut off was not large enough to make it into a Baal Mum. It was just a little bit of skin at the very bottom of the leg.
Doesn't it make it a blemish?
That doesn't make it a blemish, no.
It'd be easier to move it back in.
Yeah, what about the suffering of the animal, Rabbi?
We're not so concerned about that. He's going to be killed.
Rabbi, but yeah, about Lloyd. Let's say the calf.
Just the very bottom of the foot. You can't cut the bone. If you cut bone, then already it's a Baal Mum. No, it was just a little bit of it outside. And that's the little bit that was cut off.
He's got 1 foot, 3 feet inbounds, 1 foot out of it.
No, it's more. It's more. It's just a toe. Just a little bit of skin is outside.
It's not the bone.
Knee down? No.
Just a little bit.
So then the foot isn't outside, it's just a piece of the foot.
Just a little bit that's outside.
Without cutting the bone.
So now the Gemara says, from this discussion, maybe we see an interesting idea. Shamat Mina, can we prove from here that Dama Muvla Beivarim Damu? Can we prove from here that blood, which is still inside the limbs, has the status of blood? Because what are we saying? Why did you have to cut off a little piece of the leg? Because you have otherwise the blood that's in that piece of the leg would be disqualified as yotze, then it mixes with the other blood. Why is any blood disqualified as yotze? The animal hasn't been killed yet. The blood is only inside the limbs. You see that blood inside the limbs also is called blood. The blood doesn't have to be outside the limbs to be considered blood.
But that's the lifeblood that we discussed yesterday.
But it gets mixed in with the lifeblood. So the Gemara says, no. So maybe really it's not because of blood. There are two things that can be disqualified with the disqualification of Yotzev going outside. There's blood and basar. Don't mishum shamnunis. Maybe the issue is not that the blood that's in this little bit of skin that's outside is becoming disqualified and then rolling in, mixing with the other blood, but rather that the flesh, the shamnunis, the flesh, the little bit of fatty flesh, which is outside, is becoming disqualified as yotze, and the fat of this shamnunis is rolling into the blood, mixing with the blood, and disqualifying it. So I'm going to say, 1 second, let's ask another question here. Shamat minok, can we prove from here that basar kachim kalim shiyatz lefnei zrikas dam pasul? Can we prove from here that the meat of kachim kalim that went, because shamnunis is the meat, so now kachim kalim, things like the shlamim, they can be eaten anywhere in Jerusalem. So normally, if a shlamim is slaughtered, and then you take the meat out of the temple, you're not going outside, because it's the right place. It's still within Jerusalem. So are we saying here that the meat of kachim kalim, the shamnunis, that goes out of the azara, before the throwing of the blood, becomes disqualified? No, not necessarily. Dilma, maybe here we're talking about the Kachay Kachim. We're talking about a carbon of a par, of a bull. Maybe we're talking about Kachay Kachim. We're talking about the holiest of the holies. But in Kachim Kala, maybe the meat does not get disqualified by going out of the Azara. Tanar Rabban, we learned in a Braisa. Kachay Kachim, when you have carbonos that are the holiest of holies, like an Asham, or an Ola, or a Chatas, Shchitasan Batzafa, the slaughtering of the animal has to be in the north, to the north of the Mizbeach. The Kibul Daman, and the catching of the blood, has to be Bekli Sharis, in a holy vessel, a consecrated vessel, Batzafon, in the north. What happens if Amad Badzarim, the Kohen, is standing in the south, but Hoshit Yadu Latzafon, but he stretches out his arm into the north, the Shachar, and he slaughters? Answer, Shchitas Ukshera. The slaughtering is kasha. What happens if he's standing in the south, he stretches out his arm into the north, and Kibel, and with his arm in the north, he catches the blood. Kabbalasso psula. The catching is disqualified. Hichnis Rosh Avarubo. He's standing in the south, but he has moved his head and the majority of his body into the north. Ki'ilu nichnas kulo. Since we have a rule of Rubo Kekulo, the majority is like the whole thing, it's as if his entirety is in the north, and it is kosher. That's in the animals in the north. He slaughters it in the north. But Pirchasa, after the animal is slaughtered, it convulses, it goes through convulsions. So it jumps, V'yatzaladzarum, and it went out to the south, V'chaz, and then it jumped back into the north, all after slaughtering. Shera, the animal would still be kosher. Kachim Kalam. Now, till now we were talking about Kachay Kachim. What about Kachim Kalam? Like Pesach, like Bechor, like Shlamim. The lighter level of holiness. Shchitasim Bifnim. Their slaughtering just has to be inside the Azara. It doesn't have to be to the north of the altar. Kibul Damu Klisharis Bifnim. The catching of the blood has to be in a holy vessel inside the Azara. Amad b'chutz, let's say the Kohen is standing outside of the Azara. V'hoshit yadu b'fnim. And he stretches his arm out inside. Yichnas yadu b'fnim. V'shachan, and he slaughters. Shchitas okshera, the slaughtering is going to be okay. It's based on a verse, Rashi says. The verse says, La'ashem ben bakar. Ben ha-bakar l'fnei Hashem. It says, ben ha-bakar l'fnei Hashem. The animal must be before God, not the shochet. Kibel, but if he's standing outside of the Azara, and he stretches his arm inside, and he catches the blood with the arm stretched inside, then it is Kabbalah so psula. The catching would be disqualified. Because he has to be standing in the Azara. Hichnas Rosh Avarubo, but here there's a difference. There's a difference between the law of Azara versus the law of North. In regards to the law of Azara, if he's standing outside and he puts his head and the majority of his body inside, kilo nechnas. That's as if he's not there, and it's as if he didn't go in, and the service is no good. And that's based on a pasuk. We're going to see the pasuk soon. Let's say the animal's inside, pirchasa, but after the slaughtering it jumps, the yatsa lechutz, it goes out of the Azara. Then v'chazah, then another convulsion jumps it back into the Azara. Psula, so here it would be disqualified, because once it went out, it is disqualified. Okay, that's the Braisa. Shmamina, so do we derive from here, that basar kachay kalim, when you have the flesh of kachim kalim, sheyatz lefnei zrikas damim, that went out before the blood was thrown, psulim, it becomes disqualified as yotze, because that's what we said here. We said that if the animal was slaughtered, that's before the blood was thrown, the animal was just slaughtered, and then it convulsed and jumped out of the Azara, and then it jumped back into the Azara, it becomes no good. So you see that the meat gets disqualified. Someone says, no, maybe it's not the meat that's causing the disqualification. Maybe it's the tail. And the extra fat over the liver and the fat of the two kidneys, because since those parts of the kachim kalim are offered on the mizbeach, they are actually considered kachim. And because they went out, that's where you have the disqualification. Maybe the meat of Kachin Kalim, which you're allowed to eat all, anywhere in Jerusalem, if you go out of the temple with it, doesn't get disqualified. But these things that they're not supposed to be eaten all over Jerusalem, they're supposed to end up in the fires of the Mizbeach, if they go out of the temple, then there's the disqualification of Yotzei. Okay, so that was a great price. Now we have all sorts of interesting thought experiments. The father of Shmuel asked the question of Shmuel. He bifnim. Let's say you have the animal inside the Azara. But its leg is outside the Azara. Does that get disqualified? So he said to him, he said to his father, to his father, Amalek Siv. He said, it says, Vehevi la Hashem. And they shall bring the carbon to Hashem. Achetehe kulalifnim. That means the entirety of the carbon has to be inside before Hashem. That was question number one. Next question. Tala v'shachat mahu. What happens if he hoists up the animal? He hangs the animal up. It's not on the floor. It's hanging. And he slaughters. What's the law? Is that considered in the old, in the Azara, or not in the old Azara? Amalei said, Ksheira. So Shmuel said to his father, I think it's kosher. Amalei, so his father said to him, Ishtabished. Now here you're wrong. The verse says that you have to slaughter al yarech ha-mizbeach, on the side of the mizbeach. This is not on the side, this is in the air. The lekka, it's no good. Next thought experiment. Nitle v'shachat mahu. What happens if the Kohen was hoisted up by a crane and he's hanging in the air and he slaughters? Is that a kasher shchita or not? His feet are not on the ground. He's hoisted in the air. Amarlei, so Shmuel said to his father, Psula, that's no good.
And he has to lean on the animal too, right?
That's no, we're talking about the slaughtering. He said it's no good. Amarlei, the father said to me, Shtabish, you're wrong about that too. The verse says, Shchit al yerech. The slaughtering has to be by the side. V'lo shochet, but not that the slaughterer has to be by the side. He can be hanging on the air. I saw that Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein, I finally found his Sefer on Zvachim yesterday. So he said, what about if somebody's parachuting? The paratroopers, they're the ones who liberated the Temple Mount. So what happens if they would be parachuting down? You'd have Kohanim parachuting down. Can a Kohen parachuting down slaughter an animal while he's coming down? While he's coming down. Is that the same thing as this halacha of Nitla?
And what is the animal?
The animal is there on the floor.
How could he reach?
Why? As he's coming down.
No, he can't. He has to hold it correctly.
Why? It's fast. So he thought maybe not. He thought because when you parachute, you fall. When you hit the ground, you normally collapse. You roll over. So that's not considered standing. The Torah says you have to stand. Maybe hoisted is different than parachuting down. He thought parachuting down might be different.
I think he crutches like with a cast on a leg or something. He's not, both feet are not on the ground.
No, crutches, he couldn't go in, he'd be a Balmum.
But I thought we learned that the Kohen has to have his feet on the ground, he couldn't have it on a rock, he couldn't this right. And that and the other thing.
Right, that's right. So apparently because he's suspended over the ground, and the air is not a barrier. So the air, he's considered on the ground, because the air is not a barrier, his feet see the ground.
So would the air thing also be for the...
parachute?
No, for the cow.
Oh, for the cow, apparently not. The Torah says explicitly, Yerech. It has to be by the side. So it has to be on the floor.
Very good.
Rabbi, use a drone.
Use a drone. It sees all these questions. The Gemara talks about it. The Gemara knew.
The one is doing the shech. If his hands are trembling, he cannot do the shech.
That's true. That's right. We'll get to that in Chulin. That's right.
Okay, so, he cannot do it in the air coming down.
All right, good.
He's a good conscience.
Because it has to be perfectly... holding the pipes correctly and everything.
Well, the animal is in a hook, so it's not so hard. The animal is being held down by a hook. All right, next question. Nitla, let's say he was hoisted up, and while he's suspended in the air, v'kibel mahu, he catches the blood, what's the law? Amar leg sheri. He said, well, I think that's okay, because you just said that if Cohen's hanging and he slaughters, it's okay. This should also be okay. Amar leg, so his father said to him, no, ishtabish, you're wrong here too. Ain't derech sheris pekach. When it comes to service, service has to be respectful. It's not respectful to be hanging. Tala v'kibel now. What happens if he hoists up the animal and he catches the blood? What's the law? Amalei psul. Said, okay, I guess it's no good. Amalei, no, Yishtabesh, you're wrong on that too. Shchitza al yerech. The slaughtering has to be with the animal by the side. V'lo kabal al yerech. But the catching of the blood does not require that the animal be by the side. All sorts of very interesting experiments. Amar Abaya Abaya said, in all these questions, the Kohen hanging, the animal hanging, catching the blood, slaughtering the animal, the Kachay Kachim, Kulam Psulos. In Kachay Kachim, where the Torah says, Al Yerech HaMizbeach, for the Chatas, for the Asham, for the Ola, all of these things would be possible. Barmi Nitla V'Shachat, except for the situation of the Kohen hanging and the Kohen slaughtering, because he doesn't have to be Al Yerech. But the Kachay Kalim, but in regards to Kachay Kalim, Kulan Ksheros, all these situations would be kosher. Barmi Nitla V'Kibel, except for the situation of him hanging and catching, because that's not Derech Sheros if the Kohen is being suspended and catching the blood. Amar Rava, Rava said, Maishna Tala V'Kibel, the Kachim Kalim D'Kshera. Why are you saying that if he hangs up the animal and he catches the blood and Kachim Kalim, it's kosher? Da'avir Pnim Kipnim Dami, because if it's in the airspace, it's as if you're saying it's there, it's in the Azara. So then, B'kachim kachim nami, so in kachim kachim, also say the same thing. Why do you argue? Avir tzafon ketzafon dami. If you hang up the animal, so it's in the airspace of the north, it should be in the north too. Elama Ravas, therefore Rava says, Bein b'kachim kachim, bein b'kachim kalim, both in kachim kachim. Or in kachim kalim, if the animal is suspended and you catch the blood, ksheros, it is kosher. Barmin tala v'shacha b'kachay kachim, except for if you suspend the animal and then slaughter in kachay kachim, because there the Torah says yerech, like by the side, and now it's no longer by the side. Nitle v'kibel, if the kohen was suspended and he catches the blood, bein b'kachay kachim, bein b'kachim kalim, both in Kachay Kachim and in Kachay Kalim, it's possible because it's not Derech Sheris Bekach, it's not the way of service. But if he is hanging and slaughtering, since slaughtering does not require service, that would be kosher. Boy, mine, Reb Yirmiyah mi Reb Zeira. Reb Yirmiyah asked the question of Reb Zeira. Hu bifnim, let's say the Kohen is inside the Azara, he's inside the courtyard, but vitzitzitzo bachutz, but some of his hair, he has long hair, his hair is outside of the Azara. Mahu, what's the halacha? Amar Leis, he said to him, Lava Marta, but didn't you say that it's based on a pasuk? The pasuk says, V'hiviyum la'Hashem, and they shall bring them to God, which means they have to fully be in by God. Achitavo kula lifnim, the whole person, the whole animal has to be inside, the whole person has to be inside. Achanami, it's just like there, it means that the whole animal has to be inside here too. And it says, B'vo'am alo mo'ed, when they come to the tent of meeting, the entirety of the Kohen has to come to the tent of meeting. So if some of his hair is outside, it would disqualify his service.
It's unlikely they have to get a haircut every 30 days, right?
Yeah. I don't know. All right, we're on the bottom of Chaf Amud Aleph. We're at the Mishnah. Some more laws about blood of Karbanos. Nasno al gabe yakevesh. Let's say the Kohen puts the blood on the ramp. He throws the blood on the ramp. Now that's not the right place where the blood should be thrown, ever. Or he puts it on the altar, but shelo keneged hayisod, but not on the part of the altar which has the foundation to it. Right? One side of the altar didn't have a foundation. So he put the blood there. The blood's never supposed to go there. Or nasna sanitan lamata lamala. He put the blood that's supposed to be underneath the chutasikra on top of the chutasikra. Or is anitan lamala lamata, blood that should have been thrown on top of the chutasikra beneath the chutasikra. As anitan bifnim bachutz, he put the blood that's supposed to go inside on the golden altar, on the outer altar. As anitan bachutz bifnim, he put the blood that's supposed to go outside on the inner altar. In all these cases, pasul, the carbon's no good. Vein bo kares, if somebody would eat this carbon, he would not deserve kares. Says the Gemara, Amar Shmuel. Shmuel said, when the Mishnah says that when the blood is placed in the wrong spot, pasul, it's disqualified. What that means is basar. It means that the meat can't be eaten. Normally, the throwing of the blood permits the eating of the meat. Here, since the blood was thrown in the wrong spot, the meat cannot be eaten. But even though the blood is put in the wrong spot, the person bringing the carbon, unless he's bringing a carbon chatas, he got atonement, he doesn't have to sin anymore. His sin was wiped away. My time, why are we saying this to Amar Kaka? Because the Pasuk says, and I've placed it for you on the altar to atone for your souls. So it says the altar doesn't just say the certain side. So that's to say, if blood gets anywhere onto the altar, the owners get atonement. So Gemara says, one second, if you're going to see that the owner got atonement, and his sin was wiped away with the blood on the ramp, or the blood on the wrong spot, too low, or whatever it was. If it was on an altar, though, so he got atonement. If he got atonement, basar nami, so then you should be able to eat the meat too. Where it says, no, Amar Kra, the Pasuk says about the meat, the blood said about, the verse about atonement said, I gave you the altar to atone. So that's to say, lechapar nesativ, the altar works for atonements anywhere on the altar, but it doesn't work for other things. Anywhere on the altar doesn't work to permit the eating of the meat.
Rabbi, what happens if the meat is unfit to eat? What do they do with the meat?
What do you mean it's unfit to eat? How could it be
because
unfit
to
eat?
They messed up.
Okay.
Okay. So
then they burn it. They take it out and they burn it.
They cannot give it to the army to eat it?
No.
Human consumption.
No, it gets burned.
That's it, burning?
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
All right, so Alma Kasavar. So the Gemara says, one second. You see that Shmuel holds. Shalobim komo, if the blood is put on the wrong spot, but on the altar, kimakomo dami, it's as if it was put on the right spot in regards to generating atonement. But it's not midach pirkim, we have a mishnah in the next parak. Nesano, if the blood was placed in the wrong spot, let's say, ala kevish, on the ramp, or shalokin egre yisod, was put on the side of the altar that doesn't have a foundation, or nasan esanitan lamat lamala. Things that should have been thrown underneath the chutah sikra were thrown above the chutah sikra. As hanitan lamal lamata, what should have been thrown above the chutah sikra was thrown beneath the chutah sikra. Hanitan bifnim bachutz, what should have been thrown in the golden altar was thrown on the outer altar. As hanitan bachutz bifnim, things that were supposed to be thrown on the outer altar were put on the inner altar. So says the Mishnah there. Im yesh dama nefesh, if there's still blood of life in the animal, yazar akasher, the kohen should go back. The Akabil, catch that new blood and now throw it in the right way. Right. That's a good question, right? Shouldn't you have to collect all the blood?
Maybe if there was blood in the basin.
Okay. Right. Yeah, he has to go back. No, but here it's not blood in the basin. It says he'd be Akabil. He should go and re-accept it. So apparently he got all the blood that came out in that first burst. He ran and he comes back. There's a second burst coming out. Right. So now, the Isakadaita Shalobim Komu Kimakomo. If you're gonna tell me that when he threw it originally in the wrong spot, he already created the atonement. So Lamali Yazar Akasha Viakaber, why should he go back and catch the blood some more? He already got atonement. He's catching some more blood and throwing some more blood in order to permit the meat for eating. But me, Kazrika de lo machapra, do you have such a thing that a throwing of blood is not generating atonement, but just sharia basar ba'achila, it's just going to permit meat to be eating? So answer the Gemara, Idiyahave kasher, if the first blood was thrown in the wrong spot, was done by a Kohen kasher, hachanami, you're right, that there would be no point in throwing a second time. Hachabamay askinan, here, what's the case of that Mishnah? Diyave pasal. Where a person who anyway couldn't do the service is the one who threw the blood, and he threw the blood in the wrong spot. So that's why it says he should go back and get new blood and throw it in the right spot. So Gemara says, well, if that's what happened, so let the carbon have a disqualification of having been disqualified once. Once it was disqualified through a puzzle, it stays no good. That's not as we're going to learn in the Mishnah later on, the Kulan. All the people who are not allowed to do service. Shakiblu, if they catch the blood. Chutzlis mano, with thoughts that they're going to eat the meat in the wrong time. Or chutzlim komo, eat the meat in the wrong place. They don't disqualify. And im yesh dam nefesh, if there's still living blood in the neck of the animal, yazar akasha v'yakabel, akasha should go and catch the blood. So kiblu in. Right? If the non-ksherim caught the blood, that's what's disqualified, then there's still a chance to go re-catch the blood. But zarku, but if the non-ksherim did more than catch the blood, they threw the blood, lo, then already you can't go back and re-catch blood. My time, why? Because lav mishum dahavi dachu, because it's already become pushed aside, and once it's pushed aside, you can't go and redo it. So the Gemara says like this, it's true that if the non-ksherim would have thrown the blood, it would already be too late. But, says the Gemara, lo mishum depasel machshava. But the reason why it's too late is not because it was thrown, but mishum depasel machshava, that the thoughts that he had made it disqualified. One second, Yachi, if his thoughts would make it disqualified, Kabbalah Nami, even during the catching of the blood, his thoughts should make it disqualified. For mi pasel machshava, how could he, a non-Kohen, disqualify with his thoughts? Rava says, "Ein machshava mo'elas el b'mishiroi la'avoda." That thoughts only make a problem if it was done by a Kohen who can do the service. U'bedavar roi la'avoda at a proper act of service. B'makom roi la'avoda in a place that's proper for service. So Gemara says, "Look, lo tema, don't say that zarko if the non-Kohanim threw the blood, then lo, then he doesn't go back to recatch blood." But say, shachtu, if non-Kohanim slaughtered the blood, lo, he doesn't have to go back to re-catch blood. Because if the non-Kohanim slaughter it with the wrong thoughts, it gets disqualified with their thoughts. My kamash, what's the point of the Mishnah then? The pasuk machshava, that a non-Kohen with the wrong thoughts during the slaughtering disqualifies. Tanina, we learned that in another Mishnah. Since everyone can slaughter, lefichachin pasuk machshava. That's why when they have the wrong thoughts, they disqualify. So Gemara explains, Hakamashman, this is the Chiddush. Demi Kabbalah ve'elach lo pasul b'machshava. That from the catching of the blood and on, the wrong thoughts of the non-Kohanim who are doing these services don't disqualify my time. What's the reason? Kedirava, as Rava says, since they're not worthy to do the avoda, that's why their wrong thoughts do not disqualify. Rabbi Chanani ben Akasha Meir, Ratzah Kedosh Baruch Hu l'zakos es Yisrael. Parachuting.